Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching for the next 9 months while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. Pastor is scheduled to return July 2021. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020-pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. It is our sincere desire that you live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen. My teaching titled Divine Healing, Our Covenant Right, is vital for mankind in general, and especially Christians, because we have an adversary, Satan, whose only intention is to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan's deadly diseases, including COVID-19, were spawned in the pit of hell to destroy God's greatest creation, man. For those of you who have been with me from the beginning of this teaching, know that based on Scripture, I have made a valid case that the Holy Bible is a blood covenant book that was instituted by our Heavenly Father on the life, blood, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. As a result of Jesus' obedience and faithfulness to complete his earthly assignment, mankind can once again be reunited to our Creator and live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. God gave Jesus Christ, the second person of the Godhead, to lay his life down on our behalf, whereupon safeguarding the blood covenant he made with Abraham and ensuring that no man could once again separate us from him. As a result, we can depend on God's promises recorded in the Holy Bible. His promises are forevermore written and confirmed on his life unto death. I thank my God in Jesus Christ that God is not a man that he should lie. Further, that Jesus did complete his redemptive assignment for all men. Christians can rest assured that our salvation and abundant life is paid in full by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, including our covenant right to divine healing. Let's start by rereading our four foundational scriptures for this teaching. And please note that for this study, I will be quoting from the Amplified Study Bible, unless otherwise stated. Please turn to our first foundational scripture found in the book of Psalm. Psalm 103. I'm going to read verses 1 through 5. Verse 1 says, "Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is deep within me, bless his holy name. Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget any of his benefits, who forgives all your sins, who heals all your diseases. Verse 4, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you lavishly with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the soaring eagle." Please turn to our second foundational scripture found in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 53, I'm going to read verses 4 and 5. Verse 4 says, "But in fact, he, Jesus, has bore our griefs, and he has carried our sorrows and pains. Yet we ignorantly assumed that he was stricken, struck down by God, and degraded and humiliated by him. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our wickedness, our sin, our injustice, our wrongdoing. The punishment required for our well-being fell on him, Jesus. And by his stripes, wounds, we are healed. Please turn to our third foundational scripture found in the book of Matthew. Matthew 8, verses 16 and 17. Verse 16 says, "When evening came, they brought to him, Jesus, many who were under the power of demons. And he cast out the evil spirits with a word and restored to health all who were sick, exhibiting his authority as Messiah, so that he fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He himself took our infirmities upon himself and carried away our diseases." Now let's turn to our last foundational scripture found in the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. It says, "He, Jesus, personally carried our sins in his body on the cross, willingly offering himself on it as on an altar of sacrifice, so that we might die to sin, becoming immune from the penalty and power of sin, and live for righteousness. For by his, Jesus' wounds, you who believe have been healed." Praise the name of Jesus. Again, all of these scriptures and many more like them tell us that Jesus took all sickness, pain, and diseases on himself so that we believers would not have to accept Satan's physical attacks on mankind. We are healed in Jesus. Now, I want to continue where I left off last week before I ran out of time. I posed the question, if Jesus has already paid the cost for our divine health and healing, why are there so many Christians still afflicted, suffering, and dying prematurely? Last week, we discussed the first possible answer to this question, and that is there are still too many Christians who are ignorant of their divine right to healing. They have failed to study the Holy Bible to obtain knowledge of what Jesus has accomplished on their behalf. The second possible answer to this question, why is so many Christians sick and dying prematurely, is that the person knows what God's word says about health and healing, but they choose to be disobedient to God's commandments. As a result, Satan now has a legal right to attack the person with sickness and disease. Now, please do not get offended and turn off your radio. Everyone must do a self-examination to determine where they are with regards to obeying God's word. Obeying God's word does not only apply to the spiritual laws of God, but also the natural laws that govern our natural bodies. There are those who are doing the spiritual laws, but not the natural laws. Only you and God can say for sure that you are eating and living in a healthy manner that glorifies your Heavenly Father and keeps your body under subjection. Living healthy in the natural means eating right, exercising, getting plenty of rest and sleep. Further, if you are living an immoral lifestyle and/or consuming drugs, alcohol, smoking, or overeating, you are giving Satan permission to attack you. Please do not give Satan a place in your life. He will kill you graveyard dead. Please turn to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. Verse 19 says, "If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the best of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." Now, family, listen very carefully. Verse 19 says, "If you are willing and obedient," and I know you're willing because you are tuned in to hear the word of God. You may even read the word of God. You may even go to Sunday services to hear the word of God. But once you hear the truth, the word of God, you have to be obedient. So there are two parts to receiving the best of the land: willing to hear, and then being willing to be obedient to the words you have heard, God's word. In verse 20, it says, "But if you refuse and rebel," too many Christians are refusing and rebelling. As a result, they are giving Satan permission to take hold of their lives, causing suffering, pain, and in some cases, death. Please turn to the book of Hosea. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. The scripture says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge of my law, where I reveal my will, because you, the priestly nation, have rejected knowledge. I will also reject you from being my priest. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children." Family, we have too many Christians who are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. This is what this ministry is about. It's for us to study what God's word says and then give it in a fashion that you can apply it to your life. So we don't want to reject the knowledge of God. You reject it when you hear the word, the truth, and do not apply it to your life. That's when you open up the door for Satan and his demonic forces to attack you. Again, sometimes it's because of ignorance. You don't know what the promises of God hold for you. And sometimes it's because you do know, but you choose to be disobedient. Listeners, this ministry knows the importance of studying and then teaching what we know about God's word, so that each of you will have the knowledge and understanding to apply the benefits of God's word to your life. This is why we take the time to read God's scriptures out loud to you. We want you to hear the living word of God, so when the tribulations of life rear their ugly head against you, you will know what God's word says, and you will claim the promises in faith. Remember, godly faith comes by hearing, and hearing the good news of Jesus Christ. All right, family, so pretty much that completes my introduction with regards to our healing teaching. Now I really want to key in on the healing redemption that Jesus paid with his life. As I stated before, the title of this teaching is Divine Healing, Our Covenant Right. And I have made it clear that our blood covenant is based on the blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. So from this point on, I want to share with you Jesus' redemptive work as recorded in the Holy Bible. Let's start by defining several descriptive words that pertain to who Christians are in Jesus. These words and simple definitions I'm about to share with you are words that God uses to describe his children under the New Testament. These powerful words let us know that we are somebody in Jesus. Let's start with righteousness. Righteousness. It means right standing with God. We are righteous. In other words, Christians are delivered from the sin nature by accepting Jesus' gift of salvation into eternal life with God. Our righteousness is based on what Jesus did on our behalf, not on our own good works. Now I'm going to put a little pin there before I proceed to the next word. That does not mean that we should not do good works, but it's not our good works that make us righteous. It's the work that Jesus completed. So salvation is a gift of grace and is available to everyone. Every sinner has the option to receive salvation. Again, righteousness is right standing with God. Justification. Justification means to acquit, declared righteous unto God. We are justified. This is God's gracious gift of salvation in Jesus Christ for all sinners. We are no longer condemned to hell for our past, present, or future sins. We are cleansed by the blood of Jesus forevermore. Justification means to be acquitted, declared righteous unto God. So for every Christian who has declared the name of Jesus over their lives, they have been justified. We no longer have to pay the penalty of our sins. Next word, sanctification, means set apart and dedicated wholly to God. We are sanctified. Salvation in Jesus purifies sinful man from the guilt and power of sin. Saved man now has the authority and ability to confirm or conform to the will of God and stop sinning. Now, this is very important because sinners have a sin nature, and the only thing they can do is sin because that's their nature. But those of us who have declared Jesus as Savior and Lord, we have been cleansed from that sin nature. We have come from a dead spirit into a made alive spirit in Jesus Christ. As a result, we can say no to sin, and we should. We are sanctified. We are set apart and dedicated wholly to God. The next word is faith, F-A-I-T-H. The God kind of faith means acting on God's word. Once you believe God's word is true, you must act on its principles to receive its promises. You cannot have faith without belief, but you can believe without faith. Faith, or acting on God's word, is what makes the blessings manifest in our lives. Again, it's not enough to believe that the Holy Scriptures are God's words. We should believe that, but it's not enough. Once you believe that the Holy Bible is God's word to you, then you have to operate in faith, and that is doing God's word. Doing God's word. All right. Reconciliation. Reconciliation means the restoration of friendly relations to be bought back. We are reconciled. When Adam, who was mankind's representative, sinned against God, he broke man's relationship with the Heavenly Father. Jesus reconciled us back to the Father by paying the cost for sin with his life and blood. Reconciliation means to be brought back into relationship with the Heavenly Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because without that, we were headed to hell, condemned to hell as a result of Adam's sin. The last word that I want to share with you, that I want you to keep in mind as we go through the scriptures with regards to redemption in Jesus, is the word redemption. Redemption means the action of saving or being saved from sin, error, or evil. We are redeemed. When we accept the gift of salvation, we are redeemed by the life and blood of Jesus the Christ. We are no longer condemned to hell. We have been delivered and made spiritually alive in Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Again, these key words and their definitions, I want you to keep in mind as we go through the next portion of this teaching. Righteousness means right standing with God. Justification means to acquit, declared righteous unto God. Sanctification means set apart and dedicated wholly to God. Faith, the God kind of faith, means acting on God's word. Reconciliation means the restoration of friendly relations, to be bought back. And redemption means the action of saving or being saved from sin, error, or evil. Now, the next few scripture readings have to do with redemption and reconciliation in Jesus. Let's begin with the book of Romans. The book of Romans. Romans chapter 3. We're going to read verses 21 through 24. We're going to read directly from the Holy Bible what it means to be redeemed and reconciled in Jesus the Christ. Romans 3, verse 21 says, "But now the righteousness of God has been clearly revealed independently and completely apart from the law. Though it is actually confirmed by the law and the words and writings of the prophets, this righteousness of God comes through faith in Jesus Christ for all, those Jew and Gentile who believe and trust in Him, Jesus, and acknowledge Him as God's Son. There is no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And being justified, declared free of the guilt of sin, made acceptable to God, and granted eternal life, as a gift by His precious, undeserved grace, through the redemption, the payment for our sin, which is provided in Christ Jesus." I want to highlight in two of the scriptures some very important phrases that we have to keep in mind when we talk about who we are in Christ and why we have the ability to accept our divine health in Christ Jesus. Verse 22, it says, "This righteousness of God comes through faith in Jesus Christ for all those Jew and Gentile who believe and trust in Him, Jesus, and acknowledge Him as God's Son." So we know that Christians have acknowledged Jesus as the Son of God and accepted Him as their Savior and Lord. So this righteousness that Jesus provided for us is accepted by the gift of salvation. So once we accept that gift, we immediately become righteous in Him. Verse 24. "Being justified, declared free of the guilt of sin, made acceptable to God, and granted eternal life." Oh, what a precious words these are, that we can have been declared free of the guilt of sin. We've been made acceptable unto God, and we have been granted eternal life. Now, in the last portion of that verse, it says, "through the redemption, the payment for our sin, which is provided in Christ Jesus." So our redemption, again, the payment for our sin, was done for us in Christ Jesus. All right, let's go to the book of Romans. Again, Romans, we're going to read from chapter 5. We're going to read verses 8 through 12. 8 through 12. Verse 8 says, "But God clearly shows and proves his own love for us by the fact that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Therefore, since we have now been justified, declared free of the guilt of sin by his blood, how much more certain it is that we will be saved from the wrath of God through him." Verse 10, For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, it is much more certain, having been reconciled, that we will be saved from the consequences of sin by his life. That is, we will be saved because Christ lives today. Oh, I'm so sorry, family. My time is up. Please join me next week as we continue with Divine Healing, Our Covenant Right. Thank you for sharing this time with us, and if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.